Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today is the 31st day of December in the year of our Lord 2020. And you're listening. This is Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah to God. Prayer Deliverance Ministry. I'm excited. Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. We know a friend that's closer than a brother. We're here under the teaching and tutelage under Pastor Darlene Bunnage, a wonderful woman of God, on this last day of 2020, December. Hallelujah, God. I'm just excited about all things that transpired. I was up early this morning, hallelujah to God, and I was thinking about Pastor Darlene this morning and wanted to say in this broadcast as we dedicate this day to the Lord, hallelujah, that she reminds me of the book of Timothy, where it says, a good minister nourish up the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this has some relevance to her, how she just took her life and just dedicated it to God because she loved him so. Amen. I'm Apostle Anthony Horsley. I'll be facilitating. We're going to try to get as much in all the praise and worship in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for everyone that's in queue. Hallelujah to God. And we can start with the broadcast. Glory to God. I don't really like doing the broadcast when I come in early because it interrupts the flow of things, but we're going to press our way through the day in the name of Jesus. So, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise. Because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away. But there's something about that name. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you, beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the hearts to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son. You gave your only begotten Son. You gave your only begotten Son. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What have you planted? What have you sown? My God is asking, what have you grown? What have you planted? What have you sown? My God is asking, my God is asking, what have you grown? What have you planted? What have you sown? If it's righteousness, let it be known. What have you planted? What have you sown? My God is asking, my God is asking, what have you grown? Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, on this New Year's Eve morning, O Lord God, here in this hour of power prayer, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, because you have visited us, O Lord God, every day, Lord God. God, we thank you for answering the prayer, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, so many things that we pray about on the broadcast, O Lord God, and it seems out through the course of that day, O Lord God, immediately after, Lord God, you begin to work on it, O Lord God, as soon as we put these petitions before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I just want to thank you, Lord God, for a wonderful year, Lord God. I want to thank you for Pastor Darlene, Lord God. I want to thank you for the wife, oh Lord God. God, I want to thank you because you take care of things so wonderful, Lord God. You just take care of things so great, oh Lord God. Lord God, my heart is full with praise today for you, Lord God. Just to worship and to adore you, Lord God, and for the words of wisdom, O Lord God, the teaching, the admonishment, the scripture of the week, O Lord God. You have done all things in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You have blessed us, O Lord God, beyond measure, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the experience this year, Lord God. Lord God, that you have taken me to a place, O Lord God, where there were words not in my mouth to express the gratitude, O Lord God. Hallelujah, that's in my heart, O Lord God, for how faithful you are, how true you are, Lord God, how holy you are, Lord God. People that you bring into the life, O Lord God, and in my life, O Lord God, and other people's lives, O Lord God, that we could give a word, O Lord God. When I thought about money, O Lord God, and having the money, and I looked at the lottery, Lord God, and I seen all that money there, nothing takes the place of working for you, Lord God, and serving you, Lord God, to be able to come to Prayer Deliverance Ministry, Lord God, and getting to this hour of power of prayer in the morning, Lord God, it is awesome, O Lord God. My heart is just filled with joy, O Lord God, to worship you and to praise you, O Lord God, and to give you thanks, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, my heart goes out to the children, O Lord God, all children, O Lord God, from 2 years old and upward, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, from the terrible toddlers, O Lord God, to the adult children, O Lord God, that they would find, O Lord God, salvation and rest in you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you for the scripture of the week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, which is found in Revelation 12, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we'll get to that in a minute, Lord God, and we'll get back to it later in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. But we come to worship you and to praise you, God, for what you're doing, O Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, O Lord God, who have addiction, O Lord God, to control substance, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move these controlled substance, O Lord God, and things that dominate their life, O Lord God, right out of their way in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for those that are married, O Lord God. We pray for marriages that are troubled, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for those that want to get married, O Lord God. I just have that feeling in my spirit, O Lord God, that the old, the new, the borrow, something blue, Lord God, is going to come back in style, and there will be people getting married again, oh Lord God, relationships going back together, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you this morning for moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke the powers of darkness, oh Lord God, the Leviathan spirit, the Korah spirit, oh Lord God, principalities and powers, oh Lord God, spiritual wickedness in high places, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we have people, oh Lord God, that need deliverance and strong deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Children, oh Lord God, that need strong deliverance, oh Lord God, from the telephone and the computer, the games, oh Lord God, and the PlayStation, oh Lord God, and some from Candy Crush, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, these things are separating them for you, Lord God. And we pray, oh Lord God, that you would touch and remove it right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that we would get a fresh start, oh Lord God, beginning this morning, oh Lord God, throughout this day, oh Lord God, that's going to be super long, right into the New Year's, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you would sanctify it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That we will be able to give a word, O Lord God, to those that are in need, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That we will enter into our callings, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. We pray for entrepreneurs, O Lord God. People, Lord God, as such as my daughter, I had to remind the Lord God that she had a vision that she wanted to be an entrepreneur, that she wanted to work on it, oh Lord God. She wanted to get started, oh Lord God. I pray that you would send strength, oh Lord God, rekindle the joy and ignite that inside of her to cause her to push forward, oh Lord God, to those things, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we go forth in this hour, the power of prayer in Jesus' mighty name, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you on this 31st. Day of December. I want to welcome everybody to the Praise Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends, hallelujah, God. And we have a friend that's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ, the righteous, hallelujah, God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I'm riding down the road and I just can't read the scripture of the week about the kingdom of our Lord. I become the kingdom of our God, hallelujah to God. And maybe you could get Pastor Darling to tell us to go forward and could read that scripture for me, please, in the name of Jesus. We're going to go right into the broadcast because this is the hour of power prayer. Hallelujah, God. Pastor Darling, if you're available, if you can, the scripture of the week, please.
Yes.
Thank
okay,
you.
Just a moment here. I'm.
I understand it's early morning. Hey, we'll
okay.
See. Tanaka, you'll see ya. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hey, that's
can you hear
yes,
me?
Ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you
okay.
Fine. Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Revelation 12:10-11. It says, "And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.'" Verse 11 says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death." Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Very much, Pastor Donnie. Thank you so much. Hallelujah to God. It says that they love their life not on to death. And the accuser of the brother, the adversary, accusing us before God, accusing us all the time. We are indicted, hallelujah to God. And he just have this thing. He just don't want nothing to do with us but to destroy us. And he wants to destroy lives. I thought about many people, hallelujah, and so many people I've heard talk about suicide this year. But I encourage them, don't do it. Don't do it. There's no eternal life in there. Hallelujah to God. But when you heard the voice, and when we serve God's Christ that he has sent for us, I just seen in Luke, in the first and second chapter of Luke, how God had sent Jesus when he came out the wilderness in the Synoptic Gospels. There was a full rendition of it, but when he came out, he began to preach the kingdom of God. But in Luke, it says that he has sent Christ as a light for the Gentiles, which would be us, that we would see our way through whatsoever we're going through. During this year, hallelujah, God, a lot of things have came up, Abel Shatanakai, you'll see, against us, hallelujah to God. Our faith was tried, it was pushed to the limits, hallelujah to God. But we're yet here on this 31st day, and we're yet standing in the name of Jesus. We want to bless the Lord because God has blessed, he has opened business. Houses have been sold, transactions are going on, hallelujah to God. And we thank God and we praise God for it in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray for me that I get to the post office today and get that seed into the ministry, hallelujah to God, that it would be there. Want to get it postmarked for the day so that we can start off on Blog Talk on the first of the year. Start out strong and remain strong throughout the year. It would be nice if the outside on the ground that people just send and want to sow in. Hallelujah, God. Send a encourage her and encourage everybody here to stay on the job. Hallelujah to God, because I know that God has blessed us. And we thank God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. You know, it's something about when you hear the voice of God that it is how it inspires your life. Hallelujah to God. Because over in the book of Revelation, when it first started out, John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a sound like voice of many waters. He's heard it, but he didn't quite recognize what it is. But then when he heard and he went to turn around to see who spoke with him, it was God himself. It was Jesus, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the eighth. John said when we saw him in his glorified body, he said he fell on his face as dead. And Christ revived him and said, fear not. Every time that you have an experience with God, he always tells you, fear not. He said, I am the first and the last. We serve a very powerful God. And for the last few weeks, hallelujah to God, God been talking to us about being encouraging, knowing who we are in him, hallelujah to God, and that he's blessing us and that he's keeping us, hallelujah to God. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, hallelujah to God. A lot of things went on, hallelujah to God, and I found out, and I just was talking to someone yet this morning, I said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Sometimes we go through, sometimes we don't feel well, hallelujah to God. Not everybody is healed immediately right away. There are those, because Paul left someone, I think it was in Troy, that wasn't quite well. He left them there sick, hallelujah to God. So we still have to press on through the sickness that we have, the aches and the pains and the not feeling well. But what came this morning and what inspired me was I thought about the song, Day Star Shine Down On Me. Let your love shine through me, through the night, hallelujah to God. And I thought about the scripture, because I want to get the praise in the Lord and get our prayer request and get everything moving today. I thought about the scripture that Paul said in Philippians when he said, I have not counted myself to apprehend all things, but he said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. Because we hold on to a lot of things, and we hold on to a lot of memories, and a lot of people just go fishing in the sea of forgetfulness, and they want to remember things that doesn't generate to everlasting life. Hallelujah, God, are the things that God, you're going to, thank you, Lord Jesus, things that doesn't generate into eternal life. So if we begin to just drop off those things, bad relationship, hallelujah, God, even those that might have been married, hallelujah, God, and had spousal abuse, hallelujah to God. Domestic violence come up, hallelujah to God. There are those that have suffered from molestation, hallelujah to God, and fell into the hands of pedophiles and stuff. And all these things begin to affect your life, hallelujah to God. But the word came clear, you know, forgetting those things which are behind us, because there's a battle before us in the name of Jesus. I asked God, we want to bring out those big guns, those 50 caliber guns that are on the side of the ship. We just want to fire, hallelujah to God, all this artillery into the enemy's camp, hallelujah to God, until we beat this thing down, until we defeat, hallelujah, what we're going through in the name of Jesus, that we got to get ourselves into a ready state to go live with Christ, hallelujah to God. Had an experience I told you before a few weeks ago, hallelujah, when I went to New York, God showed me the fulfillment of his promise, but the joy was so great, hallelujah, God, that you know that only for seconds at the time you can handle that there, because to live in that state there, everything, all the problems just go away. That's being in the very presence of God is the fullness of joy, hallelujah to God. When you can press your way into the Spirit of God, and when you can step into that fullness of joy, all your problems begin to go away. I had so much joy until I was ready to just lay this down. I told my son, I'm so happy now. I said, I don't want to curse myself, but I can lay down myself. I can say to the Lord, Lord God, let me rest in peace now, because my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. I have seen the fulfillment of his Christ. I have seen the fulfillment of the promise that he had gave me almost 40 years old, and the joy was just there. The joy gets there. Everybody around you can feel the joy. They know that something has taken place, that you have been transformed, that there's a difference inside of your life. You could glorify him. According to Romans 1 and 21, it says, when they knew God, they did not glorify God as God. Hallelujah to God. But they were vain, hallelujah. They changed the power and the awesomeness and the splendor of God into corrupted form. When they knew God, they worshiped the creature more than the creator. I want to encourage you on this the last day of this year to worship God, hallelujah to God. Do all you can, hallelujah to God, to step into his presence. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you could just worship him, if you could just begin to praise him, if you could just get everything off your mind and just call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and tell he comes, hallelujah, God, because if you call him, he's going to come. He has given you promise. What's everything you desire when you pray? Believe that you receive it when you pray, hallelujah, God. Don't settle for sleepless nights, hallelujah to God. So much going on into the day that the body cannot rest, hallelujah to God. You start to worship God. A lot of times you just don't know. When we get to the broadcast, and before you go to preach, hallelujah to God, before you open up that business, before you get up in the morning, hallelujah, he's already waiting to destroy and disrupt your day, hallelujah. But I want to encourage you. Also in the book of Revelation, it says the faithful and the unbelieving shall have their part in the lake of fire. We are born of God. We're washed in the Spirit. Hallelujah, God. We're filled with his Spirit. Hallelujah. We're washed in his blood. Hallelujah, God. We have to cast down every vain imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And stand on the promises that cannot fail. Hallelujah, God. Because God loves you. With everlasting love, he has loved you. Because God so loves us. He so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. I'm not going to say that I can't see him on your side. On the cold, but I can't see him. On the can't see that I can't see him. But all will see that I can't trying to, he will call, Rasan that I can't see. There's a prayer that I can't see, request. Evil son and Akayo, yes, sir, God, that you've been walking with for a long time, hallelujah to God. That's forgiveness, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the book of Matthew, when it goes to the Lord's Prayer, 6 and 9, it starts there. When it goes down to about 15, he said, if you don't forgive men their transgression, hallelujah, then neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. And it says it both ways, hallelujah. But if you forgive them, God will forgive you, hallelujah to God. This is a time that we need to go forth in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. You know, it came to mind through the Spirit, hallelujah, that there are people that have paid $800 for a handheld game that does not generate anything towards the heavenly life. It doesn't reflect Christ at all in some of these video games and toys that they will buy. But yet there are some that would not give anything to God. But the minute that something comes wrong, the minute that they realize that they are out there and they're treading in deep water, hallelujah to God, and the adversary is carrying them out to the deep to drown them, to destroy their lives, hallelujah to God, to destroy their relationship, hallelujah to God, and they won't support the church, hallelujah to God, the ones that are doing the ministry, hallelujah to God, the very ones that you call on when you're in time of prayer, you need to start supporting them, hallelujah to God, that the ministry will be strong, hallelujah to God. For years I've been in the ministry, hallelujah, and still have to work a secular job, and God said, I have you to work the job so that you be able to go where I tell you to go and minister on to people, because there are people that need ministering to. There were people that I have met along the years. I'm quite sure Pastor Dolly could testify, and echoes your shot, and their life was in shambles, and they didn't know what to do. They were at wit's end, hallelujah to God, and God would have you to speak a word of season, hallelujah, God, to bless or to put them up or put them away, to do something, to change something in the course of their lives. That's the kind of God we serve, because his word is there. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. This is the God that looked into all the kingdoms of the world, hallelujah, and all the kingdoms of the that was there, and principalities beneath the birth, wherever there was something that would move or had any type of animation of life. He said, being that I found no greater than himself, hallelujah, being that God has not found anything greater than himself, he said, I swear by myself in blessing, I will bless you and multiply, I will bless my soul in the name of Jesus. So God is God. He's all by himself. He loves you. Hallelujah to God. He's going to take us through this new year. Oh, they played with that stimulus money. Had a friend got $600, and some still complained, hallelujah to God. But God declared that the arm of flesh will fail you, hallelujah to God. God, where it is forever settled in heaven, hallelujah, God. We are living on the Mosaic promises. We are the children of Abraham. God said, as the stars in the heaven and as the sand of the sea, so shall your people be innumerable. He sent Christ unto us, born under the law, born under the woman, gave us that right. And so, listen, this is the mystery of godliness, because the more, the longer that you stay and you worship and you praise God, you begin to understand, and that's when Paul found that mystery, that this was hidden in God since the foundation of the world, that God has came and lived inside of your body, and the words that you speak and the acknowledgement that you have for him and words that you give to people, they remember, because these words have eternal life. Jesus said that the word, the letter is dead, but the spirit, hebo shana na kayosi, make it alive. I'm going to try to break this that kayosi thing over here. We're going to, hallelujah to God. My heart is full of praise. We want to be able to get your prayer requests and everything. We want to have a wonderful day today in the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Remember, Christ is in you, the hope of glory. The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and our God, and of his Christ. Hallelujah. And the accuser of the brother, which is Satan, hallelujah, has been cast down. So you're not defeated, but you, hallelujah, you're what you call undefeated. Christ died that you should not be defeated on a single pole. We have the power. We have the ability. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I thank you. So we're going to ask Pastor Dolly. We're going to come back in and see what you have for us. Hallelujah to God. On this here closing day of the new year. Hallelujah to God. We could worship and praise him, but want to do that. See evil your son. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Do you have anything that we need to attend to? Hallelujah, God. At this time, Pastor Darlene. Amen.
Well, good morning again. It's good to be here, and I do appreciate you, Apostle Horsley, just leading us. And sounds like you're just on fire this morning, and I appreciate that. One thing I do want to put out there is that my sister will be getting married on Saturday, Rosalind, and Frank will be saying their vows. So we want to just pray that God will bless them as they do this holy reunion. There are others who have become engaged and ready to make that commitment to each other. So we just want to pray for the marriages, and we have been praying that God would help the single ones to be married. So that's an answered prayer right there. We appreciate God just listening. And for others who are out there who are in, have a desire for a mate, whether it be a husband or a wife, we just continue to pray for you too. So we pray for the singles. We pray for the married ones, that those who are married will continue to draw closer to God and to each other. And I do want to say that my daughter and her husband, they are doing better, and I appreciate those prayers. It's just so awesome to see God answer the prayers. And so we're going to keep the prayers going that things will continue to improve, and they will have that blissfulness that I look forward to when the Lord blesses me to be married again. And so those are the things I have in my heart. Also just praying for families. We want to pray for the families this morning, because families are so important, and we want to keep them in prayer. Those who are not saved, that they will receive Jesus as their Savior. There's so many people who are struggling out there with demonic spirits, and I heard you praying about that suicide and things that people are going through. So we just want to pray for people to be at peace in spite of the chaos. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. My sister-in-law got married yesterday. And they got married on Zoom, it was. Something went wrong with it, but they were living together for like 20 years. And they decided that they wanted to get mother, because yesterday was my wife's mother. She passed, but yesterday was her birthday, so they wanted to do. But I just see this. I didn't know, Pastor Darling. Didn't want to insult you. I did not know that you, because sometimes you be by yourself, you be contented by yourself. But we'll work on this here. We'll get this here in time for June. That you was, Eriko, Hiko, Koko, Shana, Kayosia, Ebo, Koo, Rasana, Kayosia, Hallelujah, Boko, Rasana, Kayosiva, Hallelujah, God. We are trying to, God in the highest.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, L You have to reach into that spirit while he's here, and proclaim,
Hallelujah, God.
get your names in the prayer request. I got to go to the Every knee shall confess, O Lord God, that that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah, for the glory and the honor and the praise of God, all God. God, have mercy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, moving by your spirit, God, moving by your power,
Lord.
Oh God, thank you, God. We praise you, God. Power
in the name of Jesus. We come in agreement this morning. Jesus, we thank you. Praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You will.
Salvation of our life Just a brief moment. We're going to allow those who have a testimony or a prayer request. We're near the top of the hour, but we're going to take some time, and because this is the end of the year. So if you have something you want to share about what God has done, this is the opportunity for
you
to do that.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Reverend Cox. I want to just share a testimony. God allowed me to start meeting with girls in my home, ages 9 to 15. We have had 6 girls to come and be a part of the program, and one of the parents of the young lady that came to share, and we do Bible study and we do character building, and we're doing vision boards with the young lady where I am. And so the parents shared when they was leaving out the door that her daughter had been going to counseling, and the daughter had expressed to the counselor that she wanted to commit suicide. And the mom said when they went back after we had a couple of 3 meetings or so, and the counselor shared with the mom how proud she was because the daughter said she no longer wanted to kill herself because it was not pleasing to God. And so sometimes we get discouraged when we're trying and we're doing things and we don't have a big crowd. But God said, is there one, then we should stay steadfast. So I just thank God for when we was in our meeting, it came up about committing suicide, and one of the other young ladies was saying God would not be pleased with that. And we just began to talk about how we are to please God and how our life is not our own, that it belongs to God. So I just want to just give praise to the Lord for the Holy Spirit that we met with the young lady, and she had a change of heart because of the scripture. And we talked about how the word is sharper than a two-edged sword to cut and do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or even think. And I just want to give God praise for the power of the Holy Spirit that moved in this situation on behalf of this family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We need to cover this child, oh God, and speak to her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for what this ministry you have with Reverend Bonita, Lord. We pray that you would continue to bless that in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
All right. Anybody else? Somebody has a television or something on. Would you please mute your line? Mute your line, please. Somebody with a... Thank you. All right. Okay, well, we're giving the floor open to anybody who has something you want to share. What God has done for you.
This is Sister Marie. I just want to give God praise for bringing me a mighty, mighty long way. For me, even though this pandemic was here, this was a good year for me. And
amen.
I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Thank you,
thank God
Jesus.
For
thank you, Lord. Thank
pray
you,
to God
will
continue
Father.
To bless you, keep you in His care. Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to thank God and thank you for the prayer. At the Children's Mother, they actually have a close-up for next week, Monday, on the house. It took a delay there, but they got it all settled. They're supposed to be signing the check and the papers on Monday. So thank you for those prayers. Hallelujah to God. And my daughter got her car. Hallelujah. She got it yesterday.
Amen.
And she's just about as happy as she could be. And God has blessed my son. He's happy that God has just been awesome this year. I want to thank God. I wouldn't dare let the year go out without this broadcast close without thinking and thanking God for His goodness and all the many miracles and testimonies that we do have. I thank God for it. And my sister-in-law got married yesterday on that, I forgot the name of that thing, that something on this phone. Bingo or something, I don't know. Hallelujah. But they're happy. They were happy as they could be. Hallelujah.
Okay, well, praise the Lord. Apostle Horsley, we appreciate what God is doing for you and your family, and we pray that they will continue to be blessed down through the years. Amen. Well, we're near the top of the hour. What I'm going to do, there's a few things I want to share. We're leaving this year, looking forward to the next year. We pray that each and every one will make it to the next year, because God has many wonderful things in store for us to do. And so there's a few scriptures. Okay. All right, we had a little blank right there, but that's okay. God is good. So here in, let's see, we're going to start with the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 92, and verse number 1. It says, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." That is something that we encourage, that we continue to praise the Lord and let him know we appreciate him. So every morning when you get up, you just sing a praise unto the Lord. Do you dance? I mean, just get up. You don't have to have anybody around you. You're doing this for the Lord. Just praise his name. But what I want us to remember for next year, when we were doing our fast earlier this month, one of the things that was dropped in my spirit was families. And so I believe we should focus on families in this upcoming year to keep them covered in prayer. Call out the names of your relatives, my relatives, relatives who you know are connected to the body of Christ, because there are so many who are still stumbling around in darkness. There are many who have heard the word and have not received it, as I did when I was younger. We grew up in the church. We went to church almost every day of the week. I had the word in my mind, but I was not living for Jesus Christ. And so there are many people who are in that condition right now, and they need to come to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But there's another verse here in this chapter 92. It says, "But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." So we're believing that we will have that fresh oil. There's a newness that will be there for us for next year, a new passion for the things of God, a new passion for covering our families with prayer. You know, we pray all the time for our families. We call out their names here on the prayer line. We do that in our private time. But let there be a freshness in your spirit for the families, because families are very important. And not only our families, we pray for other families too. But we want to focus on our families specifically, because we know them and we want them to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, as their King, as the one that they will serve for the rest of their lives. There's another scripture, a verse. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 5. And it says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." He says, "I make all things new." So with that fresh oil, that newness that the Lord is providing for us, there should be a newness in your spirit for the things of God. And even as many times we go off the line and I say, "Have a good day," and have a spirit of Elisha and Jehu, that is a spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I pray even now that we will have an accelerated desire for the things of God, not only for prayer, but to read your word, to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we are living in some very perilous times. The Lord shows us that we are his people, and we are the ones who can make a difference. Even though we may not be out there in the light spotlight or anything like that, that has nothing to do with anything but the fact that we pray, and we pray in earnest, and we believe when we pray that God shall bring things to pass. So I'm appreciative of every person who is here today, those who may not have made it today who are normally here. we come together and we are in agreement. We are on one accord with the word of God. That's the thing that makes the difference. When you are on one accord, he tells us that one can put away 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. And so we as a body of Christ, as a people of God, no matter where you live, and we know that we're in different places in this United States of America and across the waters, we have agreement with one another that God shall continue to bring about change. God will give us that newness in our spirit, that we will have fresh oil, that anointing that will destroy yokes and bondages. It's the anointing that's in your life that will destroy that yoke and that bondage that may be trying to keep you down and keep you from praying, maybe making you feel bad. But we as a body of Christ, we will continue to grow. We will continue to see the newness of what God has in store for us. So as we go into the new year, remember that we're going into a new year and there are new things that will come forth. And there's another scripture over in the book of Isaiah that says, "Behold, I remember ye not the former things, but consider the things of old." And I'm not saying everything exactly right, but "Behold, I will do a new thing. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." So that's a place of richness, a place of newness, a place of fresh oil. So we're looking forward to this fresh oil in the upcoming year. Each and everyone who leads on the line, I appreciate what you do. Continue to stay focused and keep yourself covered in prayer. Everybody, I tell you, God has something special for each and every one of us. There are those who are believing that God will bless you with those millions of dollars. There are those who are believing for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some are believing for thousands of dollars. Some are believing for hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, let it be done unto you. Let that new thing come into your life. Let that new money come into your life. There's a whole plethora of things that you can believe God to do. But the main thing we want to do is focus on the family and believe that God will bring about peace and joy, and that even in the marriages, we have been praying diligently for the marriages, and we are hearing how God is changing the marriages, and people are making decisions to do better with each other, for each other, so that they can, you know, when a husband and a wife are working together, they can pray together and see magnificent things happening in their children and in their own marriages. So we will keep these prayers going, and I would even suggest that you write down the names of your family, maybe put it posted on your wall, posted in your calendar, wherever you will see it often, that you will call those names out and see God move this next year. 2021 will not be the same. Of course, we know that things change often, and we are looking forward to the best for next year. We're looking forward to God using us for his glory, that he will be glorified in what we do, all the prayers that we continue to pray, and we're just looking forward to all the things that God will do for each and every one of us. So tonight, I don't know what you're doing to celebrate, but be safe wherever you go, and we look forward even tomorrow that our Pastor Scholastica will be facilitating here, and we look forward to what God will share with us as we start the new year fresh. She always has a wonderful word, so we're looking forward to what she will share with us tomorrow. So I decree this morning as we're about to leave and in the session that we are above and not beneath, I decree and declare that blessings overtake us and we have more than enough. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. I decree that all my sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord and that we live in the kingdom of the blessed. I decree that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed. I decree the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives. And every negative word, everything that anybody has tried to do against us that is not good is being dissolved, is being rejected, is being sent back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, we are covered by the blood of Jesus and we walk with the newness, we walk with love, we walk with peace because God is love and love is of God. Those who do not love are not of God. So we have the love of God in our hearts and we will share that wherever we go. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the favor of God and man would be with each and every one of us everywhere we go, and that we go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. I love you and have a great day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.